It is only the prominent one I'm going to be you probably mentioned the purport. It is for the benefit of common man, he asked this question. So that, you know, when people see, you know, they understand. Otherwise, you can just simply say, God is great. But how great is that grace? So that is why, you know, Arjuna wanted to hear from Krishna's mouth what are the various opulences which, when people see or people remember, they remember Krishna. Because ultimate goal is to remember Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So this is the process, and for which this is a relevant question. And from here onwards, from 20th chapter onwards, so, you know, Lord Krishna says, you know, how he should be remembered. So, in the next verse, the Lord says, so in the first, the next verse, the Lord says that he is the super soul. He is the super soul and seated in the hearts of all living entities. And I am the beginning, middle and the end of all things, all beings. So, and then he continues and with various, like, you know, in one of the verse that is mentioned in this particular verse we were discussing, he is also among the Vedas. I am Sama Veda. So there are four Vedas, and Lord Krishna says, I am Sama Veda. And of the demigod, I am Indra. Indra was head of all the, he's the head of all the demigods, and Lord Krishna says, I am Indra. We can see many pastimes around Indra, you know, when we compare to various other demigods. So there are some of the pastimes are very, very nice pastimes of Indra. So, and then when we remember these things, we can remember Krishna. And of all the senses, Lord Krishna says, I am the mind. And we know how important this sense is. Because if we are able to control the mind or through the purificative process, then all the other senses are well under control of the mind. And this can be controlled through the intelligence. And of the living being, and Lord Krishna says, I am the living force. And of the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Vaishnavana, we are Lord Shambhu. The Lord Shiva is the greatest of Vaishnavas. So, Krishna says that among the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Among the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am Lord of Wealth, that is, Kuvera. And of the Vasus, I am Fire, that is Agni. And of the mountains, I am Meru. And of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. We know the Bhrigu Rishi is a very, very great sage. So when, you know, in the assembly of sages, when they wanted to, you know, understand who is great among Dhamma Vishnu Maheshwara, so they, you know, selected Bhrigu Rishi to, you know, understand this and approach them, and because he is considered to be the great Rishi among the, you know, assembly of sages. So, and his conclusion is that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme. And then the story behind is the detailed story of how he approached various, you know, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and Vishnu, how he approached and how was their reaction when they approached. And then he drawn the conclusion. And among the vibrations, I am transcendental Om, this is what Lord Krishna says. And of sacrifices, I am chanting of the holy name. Yajnanam Japayasyosmi. So among the yajnas, Lord Krishna says he is the Japayasmi. And of the trees, I am banyan tree. Of the sages among the demigods, I am Narada. And of the serpents, I am Vasuki. Of the many footed Nagas, I am Ananta Shesha. And among the defenders of law, I am Yama. So this way, Lord Krishna explains, different things. And apart from that, he also explains about the various things that we see. We can see among the and also one of the points he mentions is the taste of water. Raso Mahasamudra, I am the taste of the water. And of the fishes, I am the shark. And of letters, I am the letter A, Devanagari it is A, or in English we can say A. So, this way, Lord Krishna says many things to Arjuna, so in the conversation. So these are the ways we can remember Lord Krishna. And in the last verse, among the women, I'm the fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, and these qualities. And this verse, Lord Krishna says, among the Sama Veda, I am Brihastama. And of the these are in the hymns of Sama Veda, and among the poetry, I am Gayatri. So here the Prabhupada mentions a very nice point about how these are constructed. These are properly constructed as per the Sama Veda, and proper meters, rhyme, everything is put properly, so that when we chant, it will have a soothing effect and it will be very melodious. And Prabhupada mentions also about how the modern poetry, and which is maybe whimsically constructed, which we can experience, many songs, the so-called modern songs when we hear, and after hearing, first it is particularly for the devotees, first time hearing it can be difficult, but even for the other people who like it, they can hear once, twice, and after that you don't feel like hearing that. And why this is so? Anything which is coming from the Vedas, which is really proven, and it is not like any other material or thing. So Veda, the word Veda is knowledge. So unfortunately, this Veda word is misrepresented or misunderstood greatly. Because a lot of people feel the Veda means it is some scriptures related to Hinduism or Indian gods and Indian practices. So this is the common understanding of the Veda. We can see if we try to understand, in many places it is mentioned that it is scripture. The scripture word is really referred to some particular faith or some particular religious belief. But the Vedas are beyond that. It is knowledge. And in that, the only adhyatma part is one part. And apart from that, there are so many other things. How to live, how to lead our life. And there are so many technologies, so many things are given. And why these Vedas are so perfect? So Vedas are, have come from Lord Krishna himself. And Lord Brahma, the secondary creator, he is the engineer of this universe. And he used Vedas to create this world, create this universe. It is not the other way around. We can see in the modern the situation, the current situation, what we can see is, we see some part of the world and we have some understanding of what we see. And then we carry out some research, some theories, and we say, this is how it is. We come out with various theories and we say, this is how it is and this is how, the thing should be. And after that, somebody further works on that, and after maybe 2 years or 5 years, somebody says that whatever we said earlier is wrong. It is not right. Now we have more updated knowledge and this is not right. And then after some time, after 7 years, and somebody comes and they say, now we have more advanced knowledge, we have more advanced equipment, with that we find that this is how, this is the right thing. And what we can see in the process is, all these people who come out with various theories, and they all get their PhDs, and they hear a the Vedas are not like that. The Vedas are highly proven, and it is Hare Krishna, and it is absolute. It is not relative. It is absolute. It is we cannot disprove any point which is mentioned in the Vedas. Okay, understanding the Vedas may be difficult, but the Vedas are absolute truth because it is coming from the Supreme Lord. And Lord Krishna says this, Vedesha Sarve Ahameva Vedyo. From all the Vedas, I am to be known. So, with this we can understand that, the Lord Krishna, or achieving Lord Krishna is the ultimate goal of, understanding Krishna is the ultimate goal of all the Vedas. And the Vedic knowledge, which contains the four Vedas and Upanishads, Puranas, Itihas, and all these combined together, we can call it as the complete Vedic system. And so here the main point is about the Gayatri and the hymns in the Brihastama hymns. So today, even the people who follow, who have this knowledge of various, we can see all the various ragas, the classical songs we can see, these are coming from Samaveda originally. But we don't get the correct things, or people don't have the proper knowledge of these, or even if they have, there are a lot of concoctions in the name of research in these the songs, compilation of songs. There are so many versions of these, and because any great singer who is commercially singing for the materialistic world, and they want to come out with something, and they come out with some words, and they get some PhDs by concocting the original Vedic raga. So that is what we get to hear. And of course, there are some of the music, some of the songs which are coming from the West, it is rock, rap, and so many things. It is it can please the minds of only people who are in deep ignorance. Many of these singers, they sing these songs in intoxicated condition, and the audience also are in intoxicated situation. So with which we cannot expect any spiritual benefit, and it is only evil. The feet, the lust, greed, envy, and envy, these negative qualities. So when we find that this kind of degradation takes place by even people take something from the Vedas and then reach this level, at that time, Lord descends and to correct the situation. We can see in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, the Lord Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata vidhanam dharmasya sadatmanam jamyam. So we can see, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna in the form of a devotee who descended in Navadvip, that is the part of the West Bengal. So he comes here to introduce the Sankirtana movement, and wherein the Hare Krishna Mahamantra he introduces, and this particular Mahamantra you can either chant loudly or you can just perform japa, and it is a very simple process, because the Vedic process is not very simple. It is, you require to study so many years, and after that also, it is very difficult to practice. Whereas, for the age of Kali, we are, you know, in Bhagavatam it mentioned mandamatayo mandabhagya, you know, mandabuddhi. You know, we don't have that intelligence which people in the other ages used to have. Like, you know, any word we have to read, and we read these notes to speak. So, but in the old, in the earlier period, it was only once if you say, they used to remember. Like, Sukadeva Goswami, you know, never made any notes or any books to refer. He was just, you know, he heard from Vyasadeva, and he just recited 18,000 verses continuously. You know, we can see, of course, it is a conversation between various things, but whatever he spoke among these 18,000 verses, so it is all without referring anything, because they were called Shruti Dhar. So once you recite, you can remember forever. But the process of chanting of holy name, it is specially meant or designed for the people of age of Kali. And it is very simple process. And with this process, we can see the effect. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he left, you know, India at the age of 69, 70, you know, to distribute the holy name as per the instructions of his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj. And he was not having anything else other than Reishi, other than the holy name and the you know, the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. With this, he left India and he changed the lives of so many millions of people throughout the world. And the process is just by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is the potency of the holy name. And there is one story which I heard in one of the classes. You know, this is now in the court of King Akbar, he's a Mughal emperor of 16th century, when there was a great singer, his name was Tansen. He was considered to be one of the Navaratnas, you know, the great ministers in the assembly of Akbar. And he was singing certain, you know, one particular rag, Megh Malla. When he used to sing, it used to rain. And when he used to sing the rag Deepak, you know, then he was able to lit the lamp. So that was the potency, and he was having that kind of power. And these things, these are, you know, acquired from the Vedic. You know, when you follow the proper process of Nama Veda, we can see this kind of power of these songs. So one day, one sadhu came. You know, he was in the olden days, there used to be a lot of haridas. You know, they used to go around and sing the glories of the Lord. So they used to go to various houses, you know, various, you know, king's assemblies, and also he was welcome and he was asked to sing. And so he was singing for some time, and Akbar was, you know, very happy after hearing his songs. And he was finding, you know, he was very ecstatic, and Tansen was also observing, you know, Akbar's expression. And after everything is over, so Akbar, you know, called Tansen and asked, you know, I find, you know, you are such an expert singer and it is so wonderful song to sing. But I find this sound, you know, whatever he sings, it has got a different effect. It is, you know, very, very touching, I found. Why is it so? You know, he asked this question to Tansen. And at that time, the Tansen said, yeah, you know, it is quite right. And with his humility, he mentioned that, Sharansha, you know, this, I am singing for your pleasure. And I am a paid employee of this court. And you know, I, for my maintenance, you are looking after my maintenance, and I am thinking, whereas this particular sadhu, he is the singing for the pleasure of the Lord. He is not singing for any material benefit. You know, whether you give him anything So one is the elite, the professional singers who have no, you know, ready touch or, you know, no devotion. When we hear those such sound vibrations, so it may not have any positive effect, and it may have many negative effects. Because all these vibrations, either it is positive or it will have a negative effect. So these things, so we can release this kind of the kirtan or this kind of spiritual sound when, you know, when we are in the mode of goodness. But when we are too much influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance, then we may not relish, you know, the sweetness of these songs. So that's the reason why, you know, we need to take association. When we take association, when we, you know, have the food which is offered to the Lordship, when we participate, when we hear, then slowly we can see there's a change. And it depends on the person. You know, for one person, you know, immediately it may strike. You know, we hear some devotees, you know, experiencing that, you know, that particular kirtan I heard, I thought, you know, I have to be in this association. And I was attracted because of that kirtan. So many people, and many people get attracted with the prasadam. So you may get many, you know, nice, you know, so-called tasty food outside, but prasadam, so, you know, it has got a different effect. So like similar way, the sound vibration. So the, you know, the proof of this is, I don't know whether there is any, it is going, or, you know, all, it's just flickering. We are talking too much about the sound vibration, so we're getting some effect of that. And as far as Gayatri is concerned, so in our society, you know, we have a system of the first initiation and the second initiation. In the first initiation, it is Harinam. It is the Harinam Diksha, it is called, wherein the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is given by the spiritual master. And then when we are, you know, the properly situated in the mode of goodness and properly follow the four regular principles and regularly chant the holy name, 6 days long of chanting, then we do have a system of second initiation wherein the Gayatri Mantra is initiated. And it is also called Brahman initiation. And once that is, after that initiation, so the devotee is you know, allowed to chant the Gayatri Mantra. And which is the requirement for performing deity worship, particularly in the temple. So in the temples, if you want to perform, you know, deity worship, then, you know, you need to be Brahman initiated. And for that, they have this process. But the most important, or the main, you know, the philosophy and the practicing mantra is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we can see from the Vedic literature that Hare Krishna Mantra is the only way. You know, Vikili just mentioned that Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Dhatiranyata. There is no other way, no other way, no other way, other than chanting the holy name of Krishna. And about the month, the Margashirsha month. So, Lord Krishna says, I am Margashirsha month. Of the 12 months, why only Margashirsha? So, Margashirsha is around, you know, approximately, of course, it doesn't match perfectly with the English calendar, but this period is around mid-November to mid-December, around that period. And here, during this month, there is one event which took place, which is very, very important event. And because of that event, we are sitting here and we are reading this, which is the conversation between Lord Krishna and Arjuna. So this Bhagavad Gita is advented on 11th day of this Margashirsha month. That is this particular day is called Mokshada Ekadashi. So there are various other things also, but this is one of the most important events in this particular month. And you know, as per the Vedic calendar, there are various the seasons, like, you know, the this particular season, and Lord Krishna says among the seasons is spring, the flower bearing spring. So we can see many festivities during this season. So this is also called, this particular season is also called Vasanta Ritu. There are totally six ritus, and Vasanta Ritu is very, very important ritus. So Vasanta and Grishma Ritu. You know, the ritu which is running now is Grishma Ritu. That is around June, July. The Vasanta is just finished, and now it is Grishma Ritu. And Varsha Ritu. And that is mainly the rainy season. And then Sharad Ritu, around October, November. And then Hemanta Ritu. And this particular, the Margadesha month, which comes during this, between these two ritus, that is Sharad and Hemant, and then Shikra Ritu. So these are the six various seasons. So it is mentioned in Hari Bhakta Lila that Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulyasya Varchana. So, considering this particular period of Kali Yuga, and so it is clearly mentioned that what we should accept and what we can reject. Whatever is useful for our spiritual advancement, we should accept, and whatever is, you know, whatever will have adverse effect, we have to reject. And Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamanti Jnanaman Mam Apajyati. You know, after many, many births, one comes to this, you know, come to understand the real knowledge. And also it mentions that Manushanam Sarasreshu Kachit Yatani Siddhahi Yatam Api Siddhanam Kachin Mam Vesti Sarvata. So among thousands of people, and there is only one which affords this knowledge, and among those people only one understands it in Sarvata, in reality. He understands. And Lord Krishna claims in many, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita verses, like Maya Chakshena Prakriti Sri Charachara, I am the one who is controlling the moving and non-moving objects. So in different ways, during this conversation, the Lord Krishna mentioned that how we can remember him. So this particular entire chapter is mentioned as the opulence of the Absolute. And if all these things are basically to remember Krishna. You know, whatever japa, whatever hearing, whatever, you know, the practices we have, it is all for one particular purpose. You know, always remember Krishna and never forget him. So this is the requirement. And for towards this goal, we are having all these practices. And we can see, even though in the Upanishads it is mentioned that Om Purna, Vada Purna, Idam Purna, you know, it is, this creation is complete, and whatever is emanating from is complete, and whatever remains is also complete. And we can see how is this, because we can see so many discrepancies in the world. You know, many people ask this question, why God created this place like this? But whereas, from the Upanishad we understand that this is perfect. Whatever is coming from me is perfect. Whatever I have created is perfect. And whatever remains is perfect. So, it is perfect to the purpose it is designed. It is meant. Because, you know, because of the envious of the Krishna, of Krishna or his opulence, we have come down to this material world. And this is like a prison house
wherein we are given opportunities at the same time. So we have given the spiritual practices, and also if we want to enjoy material things, everything is given. And we have also been given a minute independence with which we can decide what we can do. So that independence, how we use that independence, that decides, you know, whether we progress or whether we determine and our next destination. So, and we are very, very fortunate to be associated with, you know, this particular movement, where the right thing, we get the right knowledge and the right thing and the right practices. And it's a very, very simple process. So those who have experience. So, and it is very simple and very practical for this particular age of Kali. So it is, you know, we can say in a very, very short, like ABCD, A for association, B for, normally it is for book reading, it is basically for daily knowledge, and the C is chanting, which is most important, and D for diet. If we ensure that we take care of these four and follow the D in the association, and then we need not to worry about what is going on around, and we will not be much affected with these things. So, coming back to this particular verse, so these are the main four things which is mentioned, that in this particular verse, apart from what is mentioned in the other verses about various things one can remember. And towards the end of this chapter, Lord Krishna says, Athava bahu naitena kimyatena tavajuna vishthapyaham idam krishnam yekam shena sitoshayat. The Lord Krishna says, but what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So which is the super soul component of Lord Krishna, and with which he supports the entire universe. And these are basically for the common man, as Arjuna, you know, mentioned, or in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned. So at least a few things we can realize, and such some of the things, I don't know in Singapore context how we can understand, because, you know, if you see the season, the generally we can see the various, you know, like after winter season, and then the spring we can see, and after that the rainy season, the summer season, and the rainy season. But in case of Singapore, it is difficult to understand, you know, this particular, because we see it is, you know, most of the time it is hot, and if it is not hot, it is raining. So, and we can see the different part of the world, we can, you know, experience these seasonal changes, but in some part of the world we may not be able to experience. But even in the part of the world where we are currently experiencing, we may not be experiencing this with the advancement of Kali. Because, you know, we can see, we can hear so many things about the global warming. The temperature, overall temperature is going up. There are so many, the greenhouse effect, the release of carbon dioxide, and there are so many things. What we are doing is, with our scientific advancement, we are, creating so much of disturbance. With all the advancement, whatever is naturally present, we are disturbing the balance. And in the name of advancement, in the name of scientific development or technological development. So, but we have no option to completely stop this. Because, you know, we have limited strength. So, the Prabhupada, you know, the path Prabhupada suggested is, you know, whatever facility you have, make best use in the service of Krishna. Like, you know, there are so many, the musical instruments are there. Okay, we cannot participate and hear those, make use of, we can use those instruments in the service of Krishna. And there are so many gadgets which we can use in the service of Krishna. Like when Prabhupada used to go in the, you know, the airplanes and all, you know, the, some people used to criticize what kind of sannyasi, you know, he is, going in the planes instead of, you know, renouncing the things. But Prabhupada used to say that I need a jet which is faster than what, you know, normal one, because people are moving so fast towards the hell, so I have to grab and I have to stop them from going to hell. So I need a much more faster jet to reach to the people. So this is how we can make best use of all the so-called advancement that we have, or advancement in knowledge, to make best use of Krishna consciousness. Like, you know, we can see in the internet. In internet, so many things we can see which is not going to help in any way in helping us to come out of, you know, the real problem of this human life, which is, or for any living entity, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Because in science or in modern technology, there is no solution for these four problems, and which is permanent. So what best we can make best use of these technological things for in the devotion service. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Any additions?
I didn't get you, Prabhu.
It is suggested that you know, we should not just abruptly leave something in whatever situation we are. Before leaving, we should know what we should be doing after leaving. Many people feel that, you know, okay, as long as I'm working, as long as I'm in the corporate world, as long as I'm here in this company, I cannot make any progress, because there is so much of trouble, so much of problems. So I want to just resign and I want to, you know, then maybe, you know, after retirement or, you know, then I can do my devotion service. So this approach may not help. Because we don't know, because in the material world, everywhere there is misery. Abhrahma bhona loka punaravartina vartina. Everywhere there is misery, there is a problem. And so sometimes it is good to face these problems, and if we are able to, by leaving the job, by some other job, if it is going to help us, and we have to really think properly before we take such decisions. Otherwise, we may end up with some other problem. Some people, you know, they work for a few years, and after that, they find that now, you know, we want to completely concentrate on devotional service. They somehow, you know, try to accumulate some wealth, some money, and they want to leave, and then they want to practice devotion. In the name of practicing devotion, they leave the job. But if they are not properly engaged, then they, you know, whatever they need to practice, that also may come down. Because then you have a lot of time. You know, we experience, even I myself may experience, you know, on the day when we have to go to work, the chanting is proper. You know, right time we chant, we complete our rounds, and you know, before 16 rounds, before we go to work and all. So when we have some holidays or, you know, then slowly, you know, that will come down. The even whole day is there, we can chant, no problem. Time is there. And we have excuses, you know, earlier night we had programs, you know, we slept late. So all these justifications. So we have to really assess whether really it is going to help leaving the job or whether it is going to be a problem. You can take a chance. Hare Krishna. So this particular point, Prabhupada clarifies in the purport that Prabhupada mentions that, you know, it is not that Arjuna was not aware that Krishna is the Supreme. He knew. That once you knew, and, you know, it is very easy once you know that you are the Supreme Godhead, and then you can, you know, just follow the Supreme Godhead and you can remember Krishna all the time. But this particular question he asked for the common man. So, when we see things, when we read the scriptures, when so many things are mentioned, when we remember those things, then we can remember Krishna. Like it is mentioned that among the non-moving things, I am Himalaya. Of course, in Singapore we cannot see Himalaya. But at least, you know, if we have this knowledge, at least any some mountain, if you see, then we can at least remember Krishna. And there are wonderful things like Nakshatranam Aham. Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. You know, I am among the stars, I am the moon. So, you know, moon we see from, you know, from when we look at the sky in certain periods, we can see the moon, particularly especially, you know, the day towards full moon day, and after that also, of course, it is not full, it is reduced. So when we see moon, we can remember Krishna. So, and Rato, you know, I am the taste of the water. So we, when every time that we drink water, we can remember Krishna. Otherwise, and these are very practical things, otherwise it is difficult to remember Krishna. We can understand that when we chant and we do all the things in the morning, maybe, you know, 16 hours of chanting. And when we get into work, how frequently we remember Krishna? There may be days we may not remember Krishna at all when we are working. So, but, you know, the process is to remember Krishna all the time. So that is why these details are given. And the Prabhupada mentions here is this for the common man.
Thank you. Thank you.